Hear the gospel reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These are some brave women. They are not afraid when the story starts. It's early in the morning. The sun just barely starting to rise. Three women walking alone to a tomb. Would anyone notice them? Would anyone wonder what they're doing out there or try to follow them? They have every reason to be concerned, but they trudge on. They have a job to do. These women are not afraid. It was just 3 days ago that the same women watched the whole thing unfold. The arrest, the hasty trial, the mocking, the beating, the cross. Mark's gospel names them on Good Friday, the same three. There were women looking on from a distance, it says, among them Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. So when the 12 disciples had denied Jesus and gone into hiding, these women stayed. These women are not afraid of being associated with Jesus, even though he's seen as a troublemaker and as a criminal who deserves death. They are not afraid. They don't waste their time wondering if they will be next. Mark's gospel says that these women used to follow him and provide for him in Galilee, and now they are going to provide for him in his death. They are not afraid. But they weren't without a few concerns. They're saying to each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us?" They want to fulfill their religious duty, pay their respects, anoint his body with spices. But how are they going to do it? It's a very large stone. So they're a little concerned. And then when they arrive at the tomb, they're surprised. They see the stone has already been rolled away. Had somebody come in the middle of the night? Is somebody tampering with the body? Could that person still be here? Is it a trap? But again, they are really not afraid. They go on inside the tomb. I guess these women who weren't scared away by the whole Good Friday event are prepared for just about anything. So when they get inside, there's a man waiting for them, and they were alarmed. And again, it's not the same as afraid. The word that is used here is more like amazed, maybe with a little bit of shock. But the word for afraid is something completely different. So the young man tells them, do not be alarmed. You probably already know that one of the most common instructions in all of Scripture is, do not be afraid. It's what Mary, Jesus' mother, hears when she finds out she's expecting a child. The shepherds in the fields hear those words the night that Jesus is born. It's spoken to Abraham in a vision from God. Moses says it to the Israelites when they cross the Red Sea. Do not be afraid is all over the Bible, but not in this story, because these women are already not afraid. The cross, the tomb, the rolled away stone, the strange man in the robe, nothing really seems to faze them. Until that strange man in the robe tells them what happened. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there's the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And that is when everything changes. These women are not afraid of anything until they hear about the Lord's resurrection. That is what does it. They run out of that tomb in terror and don't say a word to anyone, for they were afraid. It's the first time that word afraid has been used to describe any of these women throughout Jesus' entire life, death, and resurrection, and it's over the good news of Easter morning. In the couple thousand years since that first Easter, maybe we've gotten too accustomed to knowing the end of the story. Maybe we've almost sanitized it or taken it for granted. But for them, the shocking part of this whole weekend was not the cross. That was just Rome as usual. Obviously, it's not perfect. We don't really like it, but that's just how the world is. But when the dead walk out of their tombs alive, that is not business as usual. And this is not how the world is. And it is terrifying. Maybe we're not so different from those three women, because deep down, as much as we want for God to make the world new, we can kind of also live with business as usual. The way the world is right now, at least we kind of know how to make it, how to play by the rules. We do have our own pile of problems in this time and place, just like they did in ancient Rome. Gun violence, racism, greed, division. And by and large, we lament those things. And then maybe we just accept that we live in a broken world, and this is the way things are, rather than ever expecting God's resurrected power to change the every detail of our lives. Change is scary. It's probably one of the things that has made this past year so stressful for so many people, because overnight, everything we knew was up in the air. Church, school, work, the grocery store. And we've been trying to get back to our old lives ever since. And maybe we're not supposed to go back. Maybe the risen Lord has already gone ahead of us to Galilee. Maybe we should meet him in the new world, in the new place, with some new rules, where justice and righteousness and mercy come first. No matter how scary it is, no matter how blurry the roadmap, Jesus is planning to meet us there. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God.